We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 10:04 on a Wednesday. It is Wednesday, right? Is that correct?
It is Wednesday.
Yes. It is Wednesday. All right. Halfway to the weekend. Happy to have you. We'll keep you updated on anything going on with the immigration crisis at the border. I know that Speaker Ryan said they're going to be voting on it tomorrow. President Trump has said they're going to be working on fixing the crisis. If any new news does pop up, we'll have it for you here on KMBZ.
First story comes to us out of the Sacramento Bee, actually, but the story's out of Indiana. If you're someone bothered by slow drivers in the left lane, this police officer might be your new hero. A tweet from Sergeant Stephen Wheels, a public information officer for the Indiana State Police, has recently gone viral because of the way the cop handled an alleged slowpoke in what is supposed to be the passing lane. He tweeted, along with a picture, "I stopped this vehicle today for a left lane violation on I-65. Major thoroughfare through Indiana. The driver had about 20 cars slowed down behind her because she would not move back to the right lane. Again, if there are vehicles behind you, you must move to the right lane to allow them to pass." And he tweeted out a picture of that person being there. Lots of people love the message. Not surprising, given that Expedia did a survey a couple of years ago saying being a left lane hog is a major irritating behavior for American drivers. People love this guy, that they actually pulled her over for hogging the left lane. And it's interesting because not every state has the law about the left lane being considered a passing lane. And the story points out some seem confused by the rules regarding the left lane. A Twitter user named Brian Hunt asked if you could be pulled over for causing traffic in that lane, even if you're driving the speed limit. And here's how the officer explained it. "The spirit of the law is that because many people drive well above the speed limit, it creates an accordion effect as traffic starts to back up behind the slower vehicle. That's where many of the crashes occur on the interstates. It is all in the name of safety."
576-7798. This got me thinking yesterday as I was reading this story. Now, every state encourages you to get over, all right? Every state says you should probably get over if you're, you know, no one here listens, though. I don't know about you, Jamie, but every day I drive on 35 to and from work, and every day there is a person going well below the speed limit in the left lane. I don't know what it is.
Here's the deal.
But even, it always happens. It's okay.
Even if you're going the speed limit, it doesn't matter. Well, Kansas, do we have the law here, left lane law here?
I've been looking all over. I can find the slowpoke law in 7 states. I cannot find it in Missouri or in Kansas, but if anyone knows where to find that, feel free to text it in at 22980, because I have found that Oregon, Oklahoma, Virginia, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, New Jersey, and Tennessee have stiffened penalties for slowpoke or left lane camping. Other states, all states require you to get over. They don't specifically require to get out of the left lane with set penalties. So
Illinois, I know, is one of the states that does, unless that's changed recently. But and they've had that law in the books for a while.
Since 2004.
Yeah. And so it basically says it doesn't matter if you are going the speed limit. If you are in the left lane, that is considered to be a passing lane. You don't just get to sit there. And if people come up behind you to use that lane to pass, like let's say you're on a 4-lane interstate, 2 lanes in each direction, you are supposed to be in the right lane. The left lane is used for passing. And so if you're sitting over there, even if you're going the speed limit, it doesn't matter. If people are coming up behind you, you are supposed to get over to allow them to pass. And it just contributes to better traffic flow. It means that we don't have 2 cars sitting next to each other and then no traffic can get through. If those other cars are speeding, that's not really your job to enforce the speed limit. You know what I mean? Some people are going to say, well, I'm going the speed limit. I get to go wherever I want. That's up to police to catch the people that are speeding. Your job, based on traffic laws, is to get over to the right and let them pass. And if they're blowing by you at 90 miles an hour, that's your job is not to play cop in that scenario. But some people think that because they're going the speed limit, they get to sit wherever they want.
576-7798. It got me to thinking 2 things. 1, do we need something like that around here? And 2, what other reasons besides the laws that are actually on the books should get you pulled over. Like, what is, you're like, how does that, if a police officer sees this, it should annoy them to the point of pulling you over. Like, here's one I've got for you. Let's say you're getting ready to turn right onto even Shawnee Mission, all right?
From
just a side street.
Okay.
Just a side street. And you see me coming, and there's nobody coming whatsoever behind me, you know? What is with people having to turn out in front just
instead
so you make
waiting.
Instead of waiting three more seconds? It happens on Metcalf every day. Somebody pulling off a Johnson Drive, or is that Broadmoor or whatever that is, happens every day where you can't wait 3 seconds. I'm going 55 down Metcalf, and you can't wait three more seconds till I pass you and you can start going your 25 miles an hour or whatever you're doing. That should be illegal.
I would like zipper merging to be a law.
And if you're the person that hangs out or gets over?
I would like it to be a law that you have to zipper merge. In other words, use the lanes of traffic that are open for as long as they're open.
576-7798. 576-7798. Let's start with Deb on 98.1 KMBZ. Hey, Deb.
Hi, I just want to say one little thing in defense of left lane people. I travel I-35 to 635 quite a lot, and that's a left lane exit to get on 635. And if you don't get over fairly soon, you know, you can't wait till the last minute and then hope you can get over for that exit. I'm willing to go about 10 miles above the speed limit, but that's as much as I will. And I get people behind me flashing the lights and carrying on, but, you know, what am I going to do?
Deb, yesterday I was going on I caught I-35 northbound at Shawnee Mission Parkway, and I needed to get on 635. And you know, there's not a lot of time there to catch, and that's a left turn, that's a left lane. Also,
exactly.
I'm not afraid.
Oh boy,
to use a lane of traffic for as long as it is open, and I'm not afraid to kind of go for a while and then find an opening in that far left lane where I can kind of get in there and get over, so that I'm not sitting in the far lane of traffic sitting back for 2 miles.
Well, I appreciate that, but there are times when you can't get over into that lane.
Yeah, you can't. I'll sit there with my blinker on. Somebody's going
to
let me in.
We need to be a little more courteous, too, by the way. If somebody like Deb wants to get over, let him get over. You're not that important.
Somebody will let you in eventually, because eventually it's going to back up traffic behind you, and people are going to notice that. Somebody will let you in.
576-7798. Thanks, Deb. Curtis, you're on KMBZ. What's up, bud?
Not much. I think there's a little bit of confusion that when you mentioned Missouri doesn't have that. You're using a term that is generic, slowpoke. Actually, anytime you get on any of the interstates in Missouri, it states slower vehicles must yield over to the right.
It may say that, but
See, that's enforceable right there. They're warning you.
But they
cannot obstruct.
But they do not do that, Curtis.
You need to listen to what I'm saying. You get a Lee Summit State Trooper, and he observes slow traffic, and he's about an eighth of a mile behind that, and observes what the situation is, no matter if they're in the left center or the right center, and they're going eastbound or westbound, and they're obstructing. They're going to get stopped.
Yeah, okay? We've got
that,
several.
That leads to road rage. It leads to all kinds of issues, people making poor judgments and causing other things to take place. So it's up to the officer or the trooper's discretion on that. And I will tell you, Kansas does too, but it depends on the jurisdiction. Here around here, they're a lot more politer, the Johnson County and the Wyandotte County side. But they usually use judgment on all that. If they see somebody who's not able to drive a vehicle at the posted speed or a little above, which is kind of like almost endorsing the idea of speed or the limit, which isn't right, they'll stop the vehicle.
Now, I'll tell you what, I have never, ever seen this. And I'm not calling Curtis a liar, but I've never seen it. And I've seen in my 3 years, almost, of living around here, people in that left lane going well under the speed limit.
Yeah.
And I don't get it.
And several people are telling us on the text line that the Missouri Highway Patrol will ticket you for driving in the left lane too long.
Good.
So it appears to be a law in Missouri.
Good, you should.
So.
Kansas doesn't seem to do a damn thing about it. It's like it's almost encouraged. Come to Kansas. Drive 45. Like, for whatever reason. I don't understand it. You shouldn't be able to go that slow in the left lane. Curtis, thanks for your phone call, man. 576-7798. What else should be a law that is currently not strictly enforced on the roads? You can also text in at 22980 on the KMBZ text line. We'll get to everybody that's on hold. Brian, Rick, we'll get to you coming up next here on KMBZ. All right, there's a hero cop in Indiana who tweeted that he pulled somebody over for the slowpoke law. We've all been behind that person who's going 10 miles an hour under the speed limit, and there's 20 of you waiting just to get by that one person. By the way, Jamie, when you do pass that one person, what do you normally do?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. Gesture, you mean?
Yeah, I was going to say, you wouldn't do anything?
No. No, just pass them.
I will usually, if my sunroof is open, stick my hand out the window and then have my finger pointing to get over to that person so they really know how I felt.
Yeah, because they're not going to change. They're always going to be that guy.
What do you think? 576-7798. We need more like that. And what else would you want to see changed into law on the roads? I hate it when people pull out in front of me instead of waiting 3 more seconds to make that right turn as I'm coming down the road at 45 or 50 miles an hour. 576-7798. Let's go to truck driver Pete on KMBZ. Good morning, Pete.
How you guys doing today?
Hey, you know, not bad.
Hey, so I drive a truck for a living, and I don't even really want to go into what an epidemic this is. But when you're just talking about people will never change, why don't you see if some people will call in and explain why they do it? I bet you'll get somebody to call and explain why they think it's their right or their ability to stay in the left lane. That's all I really wanted to say.
I think there are a lot of people who say, I'm going the speed limit, therefore I can drive wherever I want. You know, that I'm going 65 miles an hour. I can be in whatever lane I want. The lane is there. I get to use it.
If that's you, call us.
Yeah.
And tell me why you think going even just a couple of miles under the speed limit or at the speed limit is okay in the left lane when you have 7 cars behind you.
They're playing traffic cop and they think you shouldn't be speeding. I'm going the speed limit in that lane. I can be wherever I want. You don't need to speed.
You're a bad person if you think that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rick on KMBZ. What's up, Rick? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to say I was leaving on I-35 northbound up towards Iowa, but I had just gotten out of Kansas City about 20, 25 miles, and it's a 2-lane on each way. I was in the left lane and the 2-lane, and there was a cop, a state trooper, sitting in the center divider, and right as I passed him, boop, pulled over, turned around and pulled me over and said that the left lane is for passing only.
You weren't even just allowed to drive in the left lane?
Not allowed. There was nobody around me for miles. And he said the left lane is for passing only.
It is. And it's because, and I get it, it's because if someone were to come up behind you, you should just already, if you're the only driver, you should just be in the right lane because they're both open. So why not be in the right lane?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm from California. I don't know the rules out here.
You're doing fine.
Yeah, but thanks for having my call.
Hey, thank you, Rick. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Brian on KMBZ. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, not bad. What's up?
I got to say, this whole zipper merge thing is a big load of crap. I'm a truck driver. When we put up the sign that says left lane closed ahead, I just ignore that, right? Just so you can see, get up to the arrows, you know, just ignore that. It's just a common courtesy. Left lane closed ahead, start working your way over to the next lane over.
So how far back should you be getting over and leaving that lane of traffic open?
Do I know how far ahead?
I'm just asking because you have a lane of traffic that's open, and the reason I bring it up is because I'm looking at MoDOT's site. MoDOT has an entire website dedicated to why zipper merge is the right way to handle that. The idea is you use a lane of traffic until it is no longer open. And the reason they call it a zipper merge, and you know this being a truck driver, is that one car goes and the other car goes. And then they alternate in each lane. Do you want me to waste 5 lanes of open traffic miles to get over just to leave it open and not be rude?
Let's wait till the very last second where it's do or die, skip the lane.
That's why it's called zipper merge. You each let one car goes from the left lane, then one car goes in from the right lane, then one from the left, then one from the right. It's designed to work that way. The problem is that people don't do it. The problem is that people, like, if it's...
like me.
The people don't do it. And it's if everybody did it, it would work great. But you have people thinking it's rude to wait until the last minute. Well, no, you could do it too. If everybody did it, it would work.
The thing is, I'm not smart enough to know this stuff, but traffic engineers have figured out that the most efficient way, even though I don't always follow it, the most efficient way is to do the zipper merge.
It's not complicated, but it's not complicated. You just have an open lane of traffic, and you don't waste an open lane of traffic.
But it really is the thought process of, and let's say that I'm in the right lane, all right, and the left lane is ending, and I see you and your white cobalt, and you zip up past me, what do we all think at that moment?
That person's rude.
That person is a jerk.
You know
when
what?
In fact, what you're doing is what smart guy engineers have figured out is the fastest way for us all to get through the stupid construction spot with the lane closed.
Because otherwise, you have that lane that... So you have two lanes of traffic that are open, right? And let's say, you know, one of those is about to end. Let's say the far left lane is about to end. So what you have in people getting over too early is that you have that lane of traffic that's about to be the only lane backed up for miles when you have an open lane of traffic that's not being used. That's dumb.
But if I'm 40th in line, and this is just my perspective, and I've been the guy that has done the zipper merge. I've been the guy that has been zipper merged upon. I've also been the guy that for half a mile rides on the middle of the lane and takes up both. Then blocks people
from
getting
in. Yeah, you're not helping anybody. You're a jerk if you're doing that.
I have been that guy a lot, as a matter of
fact. Because you could go to the front, but you don't want anybody else to get past you.
Right. Like, what does it matter?
I mean, why can't you just go to the front of that lane that's open? And then the idea would be if everybody, you fill the open lanes of traffic while they're open. And then the point at which it merges down to one lane, you each take turns. And then two lanes nicely merge into one lane of traffic.
We don't want to do that. We don't want to let you get past me because where I'm going is more important than when you're going, and I'm going to make you wait 8 extra seconds by not letting you in. It's road rage.
Then you be the guy that also goes to the front of the line. Mm-hmm. Instead of yelling at that guy for being a jerk, you go ahead and go to the front. And then everybody lets one person in, and it works out all nicely.
Let's go to Noah on KMBZ. Hey, Noah.
Hey, how are you all?
Doing all right, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. You know, really, I guess my thought is, especially when a semi-truck is merging onto the highway, I'm going to get into that left lane so they can merge into the right lane. I know that's where they like to stay, and I have a lot of respect for those guys that are just there doing their job, trying to get paid, and operating an 80,000-pound vehicle demands respect. So one of the things I wanted to say really was just that I always try to give truck drivers a wide berth, and I'll get into the left lane and speed up to accommodate them getting back over into the right lane because, like I said, that's where they usually try to stay unless they're passing. But, you know, I just don't think – I think a lot of people don't really have much consideration for other drivers on the road. I think that's one of the main issues. But, yeah, I guess that's really all I had to say, you know.
You're good, Noah. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Final word goes to Steve on KMBZ. What's up, Steve?
How much? How are we doing today?
Doing okay, bud.
My question is, I drive a small, short bus. when you're driving down the highway and you get in the left lane to pass vehicles, for instance, like last week, we had three semi-trucks in a little row, and there's no room to merge back in the right-hand lane to get out of the way, so you stay there, and the speed limit is 65, and I'm doing 70. And the next thing you know, you have a pile of cars behind you, and they're all mad. And the next thing you know, you get a phone call from your office stating that these people are mad because you're in the fast lane doing 70, but they want to do 75 and 80. So is the left lane made for speeding, and that's okay?
The left lane's not made for speeding. It's made for passing.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, it's not made for speeding, although a lot of us do speed in the left lane.
But you're not the traffic cop. And so it's not your job to be judging if people are driving too quickly.
Like if you're doing 70 and a 65 and somebody comes up on your behind, get over, let them go by. Your life will be a lot easier, so will theirs,
mm-hmm.
You know? But I bet you want to spurn them because I've been the guy that'll just drive. I'll slow down so I'm just going the same speed as the person next to me so the J behind me won't be able to get past. All right, the story was on our Facebook page yesterday. No, Dana and Parks had chatted about this. Did you see the new Netflix policy that is out there? Netflix, this is ridiculous, out of businessinsurance.com, staring at someone for more than 5 seconds can be considered sexual harassment. I'll say that again. Staring at someone, so looking at someone for more than 5 seconds can be considered sexual harassment. At least that's the case according to Netflix sexual harassment policy for film crews. That's a report first published from the British newspaper The Sun. Other elements of the policy include not asking for colleagues' phone numbers, urging staff who feel pestered to say stop, don't do that again. avoiding lingering hugs and not asking people out more than once, and steering clear if they say no. You can't stare at someone for more than 5 seconds.
Why would you stare at someone for 5 seconds? Doesn't that get weird? Why would you, short of you and I sitting here, mm-hmm. and I think we know that's our job, although very often when I'm talking to you, I look in a different direction anyway so I can keep my focus. Why would you stare at someone for 5 seconds unless you're being weird?
You're just looking.
But there's a difference between looking and staring. Why would you look at someone for five? That's a long time. Why would you look at someone for 5 seconds? Like, just look at that, unless you're talking to them. But why would you just stare at someone like that? That gets weird. If I looked out in the newsroom and over the somebody standing there, whoever, doesn't really matter, and someone's just looking at me for a while, I would think, well, maybe they're listening to the show. But if I'm not on the air and you're just looking at me, I don't know that it's, it doesn't automatically make it sexual harassment, but it is creepy. It is weird. This is the don't be weird policy. This is the don't be creepy and weird policy.
I feel, all right, I'm going to go the other way. I think this is.
You're a guy. Of course you are.
I think this is a complete overreaction by Netflix because of the Me Too movement. I think you're a guy.
That I get it.
What? Because I can stare at someone for 5 seconds and not be weird about it?
It applies both directions, by the way. I mean, women. This doesn't just apply to men. This applies to women,
I'm aware. That's not creepy to me.
You know? But it might feel creepy to you. Like, it doesn't... Just because... Yeah, because I heard the whole conversation yesterday. Just because men feel like they're being, you know, unfairly targeted in the Me Too movement sometimes doesn't mean that policies like this don't have value. Don't be creepy and weird. It doesn't always mean that, you know, it's sexual harassment, but don't be weird. Yeah, if I caught somebody staring at me for 5 seconds, I'd think, can I help you?
I don't have a problem saying, hey, can I help you? Or do you need something? Or do I know you? Or is, you know, everything okay? But it's not harassment.
I didn't say it was.
No, but Netflix is.
But it's their way of preventing you from getting in trouble with it. It doesn't automatically mean it is. But if you're not doing it, you don't have anything to worry about.
576-7798. Anybody else have this policy at work? Where do you come down on it? Is it sexual harassment if you stare at somebody for more than 5 seconds?
And that's not the only part of the policy, like you said. There's more to it.
No, there's more to it. You're not supposed to ask colleagues for phone numbers. I mean, if that was the case, I wouldn't be married to Lee. I probably wouldn't be here, as a matter of fact. Urging staff who feel pestered to say, stop, don't do that again. I agree with that. Like, if you're being pestered by somebody... Yeah, you just say, stop, don't do it, and that should end it. Avoiding lingering hugs?
All right. Let me tell you, as a woman,
I'll get a little creeped out there.
Some of this is valid. Like, let's not automatically dismiss everything that's in here. As somebody who has worked in an environment with a person who is weirdly touchy, yeah, that's a weird moment. And again, it can work both ways, but I have worked around a guy who... would hug me at times where it didn't make sense. And I don't know when in this environment here it would ever make sense.
Okay.
In a radio station where it would ever make sense to do that. Would hug at weird times, hold on too long when they did it, and did it when it just wasn't, it was just weird and creepy.
It would be weird in a work environment to me for a longer hug than, hey, hope you're doing okay. Boom, hug, and that's
and
it.
And that's a rare...
Like, I've hugged you like 3 times.
Right. And we're friends.
Right.
I mean, that's been like, hey, I'm sorry your father-in-law passed. You know, I mean, it's stuff like that. In a normal working environment, I don't know why you would hug somebody anyway.
Yeah, like I really don't think I'm hugging Kara too much.
Yeah. I mean, Kara and I hugged yesterday. Hey, congrats.
Yeah, baby boy.
That's about the extent of it. But some people are weird touchers. They are. Some people are weird touchers.
576-7798. What do you think of this new policy from Netflix where... 5 seconds of staring is considered harassment. And also some of the other stuff in there. The avoiding lingering hugs, I get, and not asking people out more than once, I get that too. Especially if it's like, hey, you want to go out for a date? No. You're probably done right there. You're probably done. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to David on KMBZ. Hey, David, what do you think of Netflix new policy?
Well, I understand the touching part. That's just should be common. But as far as looking at someone for 5 seconds, you know, what happened to human nature? Doesn't make you weird or a creeper. Maybe I'm a single guy and I just find you attractive. I mean, I'm looking at you for a few seconds. Doesn't mean I'm coming over and grabbing you or anything. It definitely doesn't make me weird. I might be the most normal guy on earth.
At work, it's different, though, than in a bar. You know, in a normal place like a bar where you might be there to pick someone up, that's different. At work, where you're not really there to leer, it's different.
I think a lot of couples have met at work. I think there's tons of couples that have met at work.
But staring at someone is not the same thing as asking someone out.
David, thanks for the phone call. 576-7798. Ken, you're on KMBZ. Ken, what do you think of Netflix new policy?
I don't know, folks, but all I know, if my wife stares at me for more than 3 minutes or 3 seconds, I'm in trouble.
Yes, always, and, brother. I hear you on that.
Yeah, okay, then. Like, sometimes I'll be talking to my brother. We'll be out there fishing, and we'll be seriously talking about lures or something or hunting. And we'll look each other dead in the eye, and we won't probably look away for 5 or 10 seconds. Who knows? But I don't think that's creepy, and I never stare at anybody, though, at work. I just kind of keep...
Wait a minute. What you said is pretty interesting there, Ken, because you're talking about sitting on the boat with your brother and your friends or whatever, talking about lures. But this is at work, and you just said that you don't stare at anybody at work. So
no,
you kind of
much a high intensity atmosphere.
Sure.
If you're there and you're staring at somebody like that at work, they probably would think you're weird, you know?
So you're okay with the policy then? All right, Ken, thanks, man. Because there's a difference when you're at a bar, like the previous caller, or you're at work. There's a difference when you're at a restaurant or you're out public, concert, whatever, or you're at work.
Yeah. There is. I mean, we could do dead air for the length of time of 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. It's longer than you think to just sit and stare at someone for 5 seconds. Now, I'm not saying this is necessary or that it's sexual harassment, but before everybody just calls it a load of whatever, think about, you know, staring at someone. I mean, look at the person that you're next to at work right now and just stare. There's having a conversation with someone and looking at them when you're talking to them, and there's just staring at them.
All right.
Like, that's weird.
All right, right now.
Creepy.
If you're in a cubicle, let's all do this together. If you're in a cubicle right now, I want you to, we'll count it down, and we'll go silent for 5 seconds, but you have to stare at the person next to you. Maybe if you're stuck in traffic, you can look over at the person next to you in the car. Stare at the person for 5 seconds. Are you ready? Go. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Talking about Netflix new sexual harassment policy for its film crews. Other elements of the policy include not asking for colleagues' phone numbers, urging staff who feel pestered to say stop, don't do that again, avoiding lingering hugs and not asking people out more than once, steering clear if they say no. But we're chatting about staring at people for more than 5 seconds. Is that considered sexual harassment? According to Netflix, it can be. 576-7798. Right to the phones. Ron, you're on KMBZ. Thanks for hanging, buddy.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just had a question there. She says that she worked someplace with a guy that was huggy-feely creepy. After he touched her or hugged her the first time, what did she say to stop him?
I pulled away.
You pulled away? I mean, I'm not trying to pick on you or anything.
Oh, yeah, you are. You're saying, why didn't
really.
You stop? Why didn't you?
Go ahead. If it happened to me, I would say stop. What the hell are you hugging me for?
Have you ever been in that situation?
Yes.
And that's what you did in the middle of your workplace?
Yes.
Okay, well, good.
I didn't want her to rub my shoulders. I mean, what the hell's going on?
Okay, you know,
so
good.
I don't think it's inappropriate for the female to say that to the guy or the guy to the girl. I mean, if somebody's touched you at work, what the hell's going on?
You made your point. I don't know what else you want me to say.
All right. Ron, thanks, man.
I pulled away. I mean, it's now you're kind of victim blaming a little bit when you tell the woman or you tell the person who is being being touched by the other person, you're blaming it on them for not ending that person's behavior instead of telling the other person don't do it. I did pull away. I did tell the person not to do it. In fact, the thing that works best for me is to embarrass that person, is to kind of laugh and call him out and make fun of him a little bit and embarrass him. That'll work faster than anything.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
You call him out for it a little bit, especially if it's around other people, because they think it's okay to do that. And they think if it's around other people, you're not going to call him out. And the best thing to do is to kind of laugh about it a little bit. And they say something that throws them off guard.
Let's go to Dennis on KMBZ. What's up, Dennis?
Well, I think it's a new policy that it's good. And I mean, slowly brought in, but they're going to have to really watch. There's a lot of people, like people with Down syndrome, they kind of stare more. I've got one in my family. I love him to death. You have to be careful there. Well, and what about the Vietnam man that's 66 years old. He's always kind of done it because he's had Agent Orange. Are you going to bring him into the office and say, sorry, buddy, you will stare 10 seconds, you're fired, you lose your retirement, you're done. What's he going to do?
I don't think anybody's saying you lose your job because of it. I don't think anybody is. I think these are rules that Netflix is laying out that if you just avoid these things, you have a better chance of keeping yourself out of trouble. In theory, common sense, if somebody has some kind of, you know, physical, I can't remember the example you used there.
You used a Vietnamese man
cerebral palsy or whatever it was. I think we're going to know that that person's a little different. And that their physical actions are going to be a little different.
Hey, Dennis, thanks, man. David, you're on KMBZ.
Oh, hey. First-time caller. Love the show.
Thank you.
I feel like this policy is a bit self-defeating, and I like the policy. I like the idea that people should be able to express what makes them uncomfortable, because the definition of sexual harassment is harassing somebody or making somebody feel less than with your sexuality. So I can understand why people would say staring at another person is sexual harassment, but I feel it's ultimately self-defeating because we have a cultural revolution with women right now going on, and it needs to be taken seriously. And I think if you're going to tell men where they can and can't look, it's kind of defeating because people are just going to like lose faith in the movement. Oh, I can't even look where I want to look.
But it's not just men that are being told that. Let's be clear. This policy applies to everyone.
You're right. You're 100% right.
So it's not just men that are being picked on, even though I know you feel that way. This applies to everybody.
No. I feel everyone's picked on, honestly. It's sexual harassment knows no gender restraints.
Yeah, I think it's one thing we don't talk enough about is the fact that oftentimes it does go the other way, but predominantly it goes one way.
Yes, it does. Predominantly, it is men that sexually harass women.
From one David to the next on 98.1 KMBZ. What's up, David?
I just wanted to add, I don't think it's right to make a rule in this because, see, I've been hard of hearing my whole life. And I look at people, I look at their lips, I read lips. And, I mean, just to look at me, you wouldn't know that I was hard-hearing. And, you know, I've been jumped onto a lot of times for looking at people because I was trying to understand what they were saying. Like, I hear part of the conversation, but not all of it, unless I can read their lips and I can get the whole conversation. And so to make a law, I think, is being, it's just going out of bounds.
Well, let me ask you this, David. If, I mean, you are in the minority. People with a hearing disability are in the minority. I'm sure you recognize that.
Right.
I don't think they're targeting you. I believe that they are going for the majority of
creepy,
the
creepy, weird guy. Weird guy that is just staring at the woman.
Right. But
not talking to her, just staring.
By just watching you, how are they going to know what your intentions are?
I think most people know the difference between creepy, weird and not creepy, weird. But that's just me.
Thanks for your phone call, David. It's up on our Facebook page. You can check it out. Facebook.com/981KMBZ. I got a, remember when someone said we don't talk enough about the good guy with the gun stories?
Mm-hmm.
Remember those? Someone called us out and said, look, you guys only talk about when a kid gets his dad's gun and shoots his brother or something like that. Well, here's another one. And I can't remember the guy's name who said he would call every time we did this. But this is for you. This is another good guy with a gun in the right place. Out of Olympia, Washington, an armed civilian intervened and fatally shot a suspect who police said had shot two people and was attempting an armed carjacking. This in a Walmart parking lot up in the Pacific Northwest. The civilian was praised as a hero by customers, including Brian Adams, a witness who saw the confrontation. He said he's a hero. I really think more people could easily have been shot with what this guy was doing. He was just there with several shots. Now, the incident began on Father's Day around 5 o'clock in the afternoon when the suspect, an unidentified male, first shot and wounded a 16-year-old girl while stealing her vehicle. She received non-life-threatening injuries, was treated at a local hospital. Her stolen vehicle was discovered in a parking lot. Shortly thereafter, Thurston County, the police up there, received multiple calls of shots fired in or around an area Walmart store. The same suspect from the earlier shooting and carjacking incident entered the Walmart, fired shots at the display case, and then left the store. in the Walmart. The suspect shot an adult male, tried to carjack his vehicle. The gunshot victim was airlifted. The suspect then attempted to carjack another person when he was approached by not one, but two armed civilians. One of the two shot the suspect, killing him. No other customers or employees inside the Walmart were injured in the shooting, according to authorities. Police say there are no other suspects in the carjacking incidents or reported shootings. They have not released any of the identities of any of this. But that being said, Jamie, we always want to give credit when a good guy with a gun takes down a bad guy with a gun.
Yes, duly noted. Yes, guns have a role in society. Yes, where they can be used in a good way.
This was, it's one of those where I don't ever want to be around something like this. But if I have to, I'd like to see, I want to see something like this when you see a good guy with a gun take out a bad guy with a gun. So props to this guy up at Olympia, Washington. For doing what so many people believe is the right of every American to do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.